Inside the envelope is a sketch of a woman. A very detailed sketch. There's no color to it, but looking at it tells you right away about her blonde hair, the piercing green eyes, the pink fullness of those lips. And, since it is a drawing of a centaur woman in the nude, tells you everything else about her pert breasts as well, and about the rest of her body, taut and muscled. You know how she would look and feel if she were wrapped in your arms, mounted by you, your humanoid halves coupling together, your rigid, massive cock filling her up, her moaning, begging for more, pushing back into it. The urge fills you profoundly from the first moment you look at the sketch. There's a map to an area outside of town, an area you'd gone running in this form before. It is wide open there, undeveloped, but there are dirt trails and roads that make cantering along easy, even in your new form. You set out, quite quickly. On the way past the door of the witch's cottage, you see her inside, giving you a knowing look, those little tusk-like fangs showing, her grin more lecherous than you might have expected. It makes your cock harder than it already was from just looking at the centaur woman's picture. This does seem the most natural target. After all, there aren't many of them around. You've seen no centaurs with penises in town at all, and you would have seen their cocks, since it's a little hard to clad yourself in anything other than a loincloth. Just as you imagine you'll get an eyeful of this woman from the moment you see her. After all, she was topless in that picture. Makes you wonder how the witch got close enough unobserved to take a sketch, but you know she's got eyes all over the place. As if on cue, a crow landing on a nearby tree watches you. A little more intently and intensely than might seem warranted at first, but crows are like that, and they're good at it. You shrug and pass onward, your upper body bare, the wind touching your shoulders, your muscles showing, your erection still slapping into your belly. You know it's not supposed to stay that way too long, but the idea of covering someone, filling her, fucking her, breeding her with your seed from that foot-long centaur cock, it's just what you're made for. You canter away toward that field, trotting your way out there, picking your footing carefully. Eventually, when you do find your way in, when you enter the area beyond some fences, down a couple of walking trails, the trees overhead provide welcome shelter from the sun, and you begin to listen. Just walking here is restful, relaxing. It begins to bank down the aroused fire inside your massive boner, but you know it's going to be back the second you see her tits bouncing. That preoccupied thought carries you right along the path and into a large open clearing. You're listening for footsteps like your own, for the familiarity that would come from them. It doesn't take long to hear a canter, a gallop in the near distance, but of a precise and graceful sort that sings. And yes, it sings to the space between your legs where that foot-long member around which all your thoughts have been orbiting since you got this new form is perking up. You head toward it. You head toward her. When you come over a small hill, planting your feet firmly on top, running your arms over your torso again, feeling your bare chest, you see that she is actually wearing something. It's that woman, her hair pulled up into a blonde ponytail. Her centaur form, tawny flanks, long horse tail, legs graceful, and you find her upper body the most alluring part to the point that that is where your assessment of her lower body ends. You see her breasts, despite being covered in a kind of loose halter top, are almost bursting out. The nipples are large enough that they tent the material, even through what you can see by the straps is a very light bra she's wearing. Must be hard to get clothes that fit this form, that can just be slipped on over top, that match with, yes, she's wearing something on her lower body too, a kind of pareo or skirt-like covering over the entire lower body. When she walks toward you, because she has spotted you, The expression, instead of the welcoming, smiling, somewhat distant one in the witch's sketch, you wonder how she got it. Well, this expression is a little more incisive, a little more studying, considering, assessing. She picks her way closer, you breathe deeply, there's a perfume, that scent of cinnamon you associate with the witch herself, and something under that. Sex, lust, need, your cock is out of sight, thankfully and politely, because it is so hard that the tip of it is practically glued to your underbelly. It's drooling pre-cum there, you can feel it sticking to you. You make sure to turn to the side and stand behind a bush a little bit. When she comes close enough, you realize she's wearing what must be centaur clothing, because you see nothing of her sexual parts. It's almost like you've showed up nude, maybe that's why she's looking at you like that.